children misbehaviors, a matter of genetics and syndromes. An employee was fired for being consistently late for work, and he sued the company for unfair dismissal. And he won! Do you know what was the winning argument? He, according to the lawyer, is the victim of a condition called chronic lateness syndrome. Is this absurd or what? Yet this is the state of today's society. We blame that which ought to have been done by us on a personal level. And when it is not done, we blame it on a label which excuses us from the need to work hard, from the need to be disciplined, industrious, and diligent. In other words, we are looking for psychiatric labels to justify our tendencies for laziness and slothfulness. I wouldn't be surprised if one day someone comes for an interview and states down clearly that he cannot be expected to perform his job with thoroughness because he has a genetic deficiency. Many confuse character with personality. Character is defined as the qualities built into an individual's life that determine his or her response regardless of circumstances. Character is a standard. It is a choice to choose a response that is in line with universal principles of excellence, virtue, and goodwill. It describes a person's consistency of response, a sense of reliability that enables you to trust him or her because you know that he or she will not be influenced by compromise or by undue pressure. Personality, on the other hand, is inherent and unique to each person. There are the extroverts and there are the introverts. There are the expressive ones and there are those who may be more reserved. And yet when it comes to character qualities like attentiveness, responsibility, determination, wisdom, flexibility, and so on, this same standard applies to everyone. I cannot claim a personality deficiency for being consistently late for work. Or can I? The danger in today's environment of postmodern psychobabble is that we parents are beginning to label our children's condition with sophisticated labels like defiant disorders or attention deficit syndromes, whereas in most cases, it is just a matter of plain old case of rebelliousness and I don't want to obey you, so what are you going to do about it? Type of a situation. We as parents need to recognize that as a child is growing up, especially if they're below 12, their moral capability and the development of their conscience is still not in its full stage of maturity, and we cannot allow their selfish tendency to run its course. Here are the hard reasons why we put fancy labels on misbehaviors and character issues. Reason number one. We would rather outsource our child's behavioral issue to professionals with capital letters behind their names. Let someone else take care of this so-called ugly part of child rearing, and I will just concentrate on organizing family holidays. Reason number two, we find it a hassle to take the bull by the horns, so to speak. Exercising leadership at home is hard work. Being deliberate and intentional in parenting, it's hard work. But isn't all worthwhile things in life about hard work? More often than not, our child needs discipline and not psychotherapeutic drugs. They need tough love and not expensive therapy. The third reason, we do not want to hurt the child. Let me define by what hurt is. For example, we have been deceived into thinking that the child must feel good before they can start to act good. Think about it. Now, personally, how many times on a Monday morning do you feel like getting up? Come on, be honest. You do not feel like it, but what happens? You do it anyway, right? Why? Because it is a matter of doing what's right because it's right to do what's right. I do not wait for the feelings to come. I act based on right principles and then the right feelings would come and not before. So is your child's misbehavior a matter of genetics and syndromes? The answer is no. It has all to do with your parenting. You need to take ownership for character building at home. To find out about a one-day seminar called Parenting by Character, well, go to my website. You may find one that is just around the corner. My website is parentingbycharacter.com. Think about it.